Today's daf is on Metzia Daf Yud. Metzia Daf Yud, there is much to discuss on this daf, and let's see how much we can get into. We start, though, on Tesma Beis in after the Mishnah, where we just quoted a Mishnah from Mesechas Peah. The Mishnah discusses the mitzvah of Peah, which we know we have to leave a corner of the field to the Aniyim, the second Mesechta in Shas Mishnayis, Mesechas Peah. We say Mesechas Peah, we mention a Mishnah of Mesechas Peah every morning, Eilu Dvar, the first Mishnah in Mesechas Peah. But here the Gemara quoted, somebody gathers Peah on behalf of an Ani, so Rav Lazar and the Chachamim have a machlokas whether that works or not. Rav Eliezer says, it works for Ploni Ani, and the Chachamim say, no, it doesn't work. You just got to give it to the first Ani that comes along your way. Ula said that the Machlokas is only if you're an Ashir. If you're an Ashir, so then there's a Machlokas whether you can give it to the Ani. Because what's the Nekudas of Machlokas? The Gemara described that it's a double Migu. It's two steps. He is an Ashir, so why does he have any Shaychus? Why does he have any connection to this Peah? So number one, maybe he can make himself into an Ani, and therefore he could have a connection to it. And number two, once he can make himself into an Ani, so then he can be Zochet on behalf of his friend. So two steps, two imaginary realities that we're trying to create. He can make himself into an Ani, and he could take it for somebody else. So Rabbi Eliezer says that you're allowed to do that, Zachalo, that those two Bigus work. Well, the Rabbanan say, no, only one works. You could say one of those, if he's already an Ani. So then he could be zochet possibly on behalf of someone else. If he's an Ashir, maybe he could be zochet if for himself. But you can't do both. You can't do both. Say the chacham. That is Ula's explanation of the machlokas. And if you want more, the stipler here in Mamatzia talks about what the nekudas of machlokas is between them. But let's continue. Amalei Rav Nachman leUla, six lines up. Rav Nachman says to Ula, who explained the machlokas again, only about may Ashir la'ani v'lema mar may ani la'ani machlokas, says Rav Nachman to Ula, no, you should say that even may ani la'ani, even if he's an ani and he's zochen on behalf of another ani, that's also a machlokas. You, Ula, just said that's no machlokas. Everybody would agree that would be okay. But I think, no, that's also a machlokas. Why? To ha-mitzia, because in our Mishnah about mitzia, ha-kol ani emetzla, everybody is an ani compared to a mitzia. What does that mean? Everybody's allowed to get it. Just like an ani can get peah, so to anybody that who wants could pick up the mitzia. So regarding a mitzia, all are aniim regarding it. Vitznan, and the Mishnah says that we just had, somebody's riding a donkey and sees the mitzia, riding an animal and sees the mitzia, v'yomar l'chavero tenali, and he asks for give it to me, natzlav amar ani zachisiba, and the friend picked it up and said, I was zocha to it, zachaba. Then, instead of giving it to you, he says, I was zocha to it, then that person is zocha to it. The Havamina here, Rashi points out, is that the person says, now I'm zocha to it. I originally picked it up for you, but you know what? I changed my mind. That's the Havamina. We don't think that he's saying, I picked it up originally for me, but I originally picked it up for you, and now I changed my mind. So what do you see from there? You see that the Chavero was not Kona. So even though this person has a shaykhus to it, he's quote-unquote an ani, and he's picking it up for he picked it up for an ani originally, so how could he reacquire it now? It must be it didn't work. So the Gemara says, "Iyamid bishlama me ani la ani machlokas." If you say me ani la ani is a machlokas, that even by one step, so then masdisa mani rabbanani. Then you agree. Then we have an author to our Mishnah, because again, our Mishnah is like a case of ani, in the sense that I have a relevance, I have a shaychus to this object, just like an ani has a shaychus to peah, so too everybody has a shaychus to a lost object, and you see in our understanding right now that I wouldn't be able to pick it up for you, because I picked it up for you and that obviously was meaningless, because now I said I keep it, and I could keep it. But if you say the only machlokas is like what you said, by an usher to an ani, and it's about two migus, avo me ani lo ani divri akol zachalo, but if it was an ani to an ani, for sure it would work, hamani lo rabbanav lo rabbi Eliezer. So then our Mishnah wouldn't be like anybody, because me ani lo ani, everybody would say it works, but our Mishnah says it doesn't work. So answers the Gemara, we misunderstood our case. Whenever Rashi says kasaka daitach, you know usually that's going to get rejected. So here too, amale masnisin da amar tchila. No, our Mishnah is a case where he says I picked it up for myself originally, meaning I never picked it up for you. That's the case. Not like I picked it up for you and then I changed my mind. I originally picked it up for myself. I faked you, and therefore that's why it doesn't work. So this case has nothing to do with the case of hamagbia metzia lechavero or picking it up migu dezachi. It also makes sense to say that it's even originally a case where he picked it up for himself. Diktani Seifa, because the next line, what does the next line say? The second line of our Mishnah. If after he gave it to his friend, he says, you know what, I really picked it up for myself. I really didn't pick it up for you. Tchila lo amar klum. And it has that word, tchila, I picked it up for myself originally, lo amar klum. So what do you see from there? Tchila b'seifa lamali. So why do you have that word, tchila in the seifa? After he gives it to him, he says, I picked it up for myself originally. Of course, you have to say tchila there, because what is it? It has to mean that he picked it up before he gave it to him. So that word tchila is not, it's superfluous. Pshita. Even if he didn't say tchila, it's tchila kamar. What he's saying now, after he gave it to him, I'm zochet for myself, it's too late. After you give it to him, you can't say, I'm zochet for myself. So there in the Seifa, it must mean tchila before I gave it to you. So why did it have to say it that that's obviously what it means? El olav, hakamashvalan, so it must mean to be telling us what the ratio also means. Ratio damar tchila. So it must be that it says tchila in the Seifa in order to tell me what tchila in the ratio, what the case was in the ratio, that it means I originally picked it up for myself. Last line, the Idach and the other opinion, meaning Rav Nachman, who asked the Kasha to Ula, says, no, Tana Seifa Ligluye Aresha. The Seifa case is coming to be Megale on the Resha. That Seifa Damar Tchila, Resha Damar Tchila. If it says Dafka Seifa in the Tchila in the Seifa, it must be that the Resha is not talking about a case of Tchila. And really, the Resha is a case, according to Rav Nachman, where I say, I originally picked it up for you, but now I changed my mind, and I'm keeping it, so that I'm allowed to keep it. And according to Rav Nachman, that proves there's a machlokas even Me'ani La'ani. Right? Regular case of Magbia Metzia L'chaveiro. Period. End of that discussion.
When he changes his mind, how does it? How does what kinyan is there for him to?
According to who?
The last sheet here.
Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, who says that is a machlokas. So you're right. The first kavana didn't work for anything. So he's not even really changing your mind. Uh-huh. When I pick it up for you, that's what he's trying to prove that this is according to the Madamar, that didn't work. Okay. There is a Rambam which the Kso says has our Gemara as his source. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira. Hilchas Mechira Perachav Beis. We know there is a problem called Davar Shelo Bala Olam. Right? If something is not in the world yet, so then, you know, I can't be makna it, I can't be makdash it, I can't do anything with it, I can't sell it, I can't buy it. Right? We discussed about whether you can marry a Davar Shelo Bala Olam, right? A woman who's pregnant, then the Rambam is machalik between Hukar Ubra and Lo Hukar Ubra, but you just have to do another condition afterwards. But says the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, when he's talking about ein adam makna davar shelo bala olam, ein adam makna lo b'mecher b'lo b'matana el davar sheish b'mamish, el davar sheish b'mamish eino nikne. V'din hektish, v'din aniyim, v'din hanedarim, eino k'din hahedyot b'kniyaso. When you're being, I added in hektish before, that was a mistake. If I'm makdish or I give something to the poor or I make a neder, it's not like I'm selling or buying something for my friend. She'ilu amar adam, because if somebody says kol ma she'teleid behemasi yeh hektish lebedek habayis, if my animal has a baby, that animal is hektish. I try to be makdish davar shelo bala olam. Oh yeh asur alai, or that animal should be asur to me. Oh etznenu litztaka, or this davar shelo bala olam, whenever it comes bala olam, I'll give it to tztaka. Af al pi she'eno miskadesh lefi she'eno baolam. Even though it's not kadosh right now, and no status changes right now because it doesn't exist yet, still, when it's bala olam, you're chayiv to be mekayim your neder. Meaning, bala olam has effect by tztaka and by neder. Like everything you say to do, you have to do. Right, based on the pasuk, by fulfilling your neder. So the big question in the mefarshim here is, what's the source of the Rambam? Where does Rambam get this from, that lo bala olam isn't a problem when it comes to neder and when it comes to tzedakah? So says the Tksos and Simon Reish Yud Beis, our Gemara is the Raya. I think our Gemara is the right to the Rambam. Why? Benira Raya Ladiri Rambam Mehad the Isim Mesechas Peya, quoted at the beginning of Mesechas Baba Mitzia. So says the Ksosi after he quotes our Gemara. V'chavacham Mesavi Lo Amrina Migu. Remember the beginning of the Gemara. V'chalokas was whether you say two migus or one migu. That was Ula. V'kiva de Mayri Me Ani Lo Ani. So what's the case talking about according to Ula, who the Gemara tried to defend, that the machlokas is about a case of Ashir to Ani, but Ani to Ani it would sure work. The kibbid de mari la ani la ani, v'savri chachamim de lo amrin and migu, v'lo zacha ha ani shalikid bishvilo, im kain amai yitzen al ani anim sarishon, yiske ba hu atzmo kibbid de ani hu. If you're telling me that possibly only one migu works, so why can't, from an usher to an ani case, let's say, where we say that is the case of machlokas, so why did the chachamim say, give it to the first ani that you had in mind? Why can't he keep it? One migu works. So migu that I can make myself into an ani, so I should keep it. Right, when we say two migus don't work, so I should be able to keep it because one migu works according to the chachamim, right? Yiske bahu atzmo. I have to give it to the first ani that walks by. No, I'll keep it myself. Ella, what must you say? What did the Rambam say? Lefi mashakaza Ramba. What did the Rambam say when you have a kavana to do a tztaka? When you have kavana to you have a neder, you got to be mekayim it, right? Lefi mashakaza Rambam, the tzurach lekayim dvar bishem neder. Afal gavsha dayin lo kana oso. So im kain. Kibin Sha'amar, what was your kavana here? I'm giving it to tztaka. I'm giving it to an ani. So once you said you're giving it to an ani, that kavana on a davar shel olam works. Right? That's the reason why he says, Yitzreid el ani hanim sarishon, instead of keeping it myself. Tzorech lekayim dvar mishim neder, umishim nidro yochel litzno lo ani acher. Your neder isn't not going to give it, you wanted to give it to a certain ani, but you know what? Halakhli, that didn't work. But you still have kavana for tztaka, so therefore you have to give it to the first ani that walks by. So says the ksosis of Reish Yud Beis, Siv Dalid. This Gemara is a raya to the Rambam, right? It's a poor halachah maaseh. If I say if this business deal, you know, works, you know, I'm going to give it to tztaka or any type of lo bala olam by something that you don't get, it still is going to work, and you're still going to be chayav to fulfill your neder. Okay, let's now go to the next sugya. Next sugya we have referred to before, but now it comes up. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda, the Amri Travai. Hamagbia mitzia lachaveiro, lo kana chaveiro. If I lift up a mitzia for my friend, lo kana chaveiro. As we said, why? But now we quote the reason that Rashi quoted before. My taima, why? Why can't I pick up a mitzia? I can pick up a mitzia for myself. If I see a watch on the floor, it's lost. I can pick it up for myself, so why can't I pick it up for somebody else? What's the problem? So my taima, havitovis lebalchov b'makom shechov lachirim. Because I am being toe-faced, I am grabbing for a bal chov b'makom shechov la'acherim. It's as if it's like that case. Meaning, this watch isn't really owed to anybody else, but anybody else could pick it up. So if I'm not picking it up for myself, it's as if I am picking it up for one creditor in a place where there are other creditors to pick it up. And you know what? V'atov is a bal chov b'makom shechov la'acherim lo kana. And if you're toe-faced for a bal chov in a place where it's a chov for others, it is not kona. It does not work. Major machlokas rishonim on this line. Rashi versus everyone else. Rashi says, this is only where he did not make you a shliach. If he made you a shliach, of course it's going to work. Shluchu shadam kamoso. If one bal chov, if a bal chov tells me, go collect this for me. So why wouldn't that work? That's not the tovis lebal chov b'makom shechov l'acherim. If one bal chov makes me a shliach, I can pick it up, and I'm like him. That she does Rashi here in Lo Kana. Kid Amar Biksubis, the lav kol kamini lios kofetz me'ela v'chav leilu. I can't jump up and do it without being commanded, right? That's that zechia. Zechia wouldn't be allowed here because if zechia wouldn't be allowed, you can't be zocher for one person if it's a v'chov for another person. Right, so that's why if I'm just giving a present and I'm zachen l'adam for somebody, so that present is not going to anybody else. That's not a chov for somebody else. But if there's an item that belongs to one person that's owed to three people, and I'm taking it for one, so then zechiyah, you can't do that. That's ein chov unless you can't do that. But that's a chov to other people. Me'acher shelo aso oso hanoshe shliach litvos. Since you didn't make him a shliach, Rashi says, so therefore it is not going to work. That is shitas Rashi. And it seems to make sense, because after all, shluch shalom kamoso. But if you look in Tosfos, here and elsewhere, if you look in the Rush, here and elsewhere, they all say, no. Even if a bal chov makes a shliach, still the shliach cannot be tofes for one bal chov. It's an exception to shlichus. Tosfos here says, Tosfos in the good Tosfos Tofes. Masha Pirish Rashi Mishum Shdelo Aso Shliach E Nire. What it says here, the Rashi says that this is only where he didn't make a shliach. No, there's a Gemara that says otherwise. When the Gemara is Mashma Afilu Aso Shliach. Even if one Balchov, Reuven and Shimon both owed money, so Reuven makes a shliach to collect, that doesn't work. You can't collect in this case. Shlichus wouldn't work. Why not? Why wouldn't shlichus work here? So it says the Rosh of Maseches Gittin, in the first parak where this comes up, Aleph Yud Gimel, the afilu aso shliach, habalchov shliach litfos, he says it doesn't work. Vafilu haki kamar lo kana, velo dami lahayda omar ba'alma shlucho shel adam kamoso. And don't say what you usually say in life, shlichus, why? Delav kol kamine l'shav yishliach k'dei lachuv la'acherim. I cannot appoint a shliach to be mechai of others. Meaning, I could do something myself that might be a chov to you. But the chiddush of shlichus is only, as we've said many times, if you're a bailam on something. If you're a bailam on something, you can make a shliach on something. I can make you a shliach to get married for me, to be mekadesh, because I can get married to whoever I want to. I can make you a shliach, whatever I'm a bailam on. But to be mechai of others, I'm not a bailam on. I can't just go around being mechai of others. Therefore, I can't make a shliach to be mechai of others. Rashi obviously says, you can. What do you mean? Just like I can be mechai of others, you can be my shliach to be mechai of others. Maybe it's a machlokas about shlichus. But either way, there's a fundamental machlokas here, whether this din of tofis lebalchov applies even if there is a shliach. Based on this rush, though, this tosis and the rush, that you can't make a shliach to mechai of others, it's a famous shita of the Noda Bihuda, discussed by all the achronim in Maseches Gittin. The Noda Bihuda says in two tshuvas. He says it in Evan Ezer, Kama, Simen Beis, and Evan Ezer, Tinyana, Simen Ayin Hei. Two tshuvas. The case is, without getting into the details of the case, about a woman who was supposed to be divorced, and nobody knew if she was divorced, a similar type of Aguna case. The Chizkan of the Yehuda is in a line. Even though the Maseches Gittin says many times that a person can make a shliach to get divorced, right, to be megaresh, but a person cannot make a shliach legaresh bal karcha. If a man makes a shliach to be megaresh bal karcha, it doesn't work. A man can only make a shliach legaresh for the woman is birtzona. But if a man makes a shliach legaresh bal karcha, it's not going to work. Even he says even before chayyim to Rabbeinu Gershom. Even before it became an aveira to divorce your wife Balkarcha, he says you still cannot divorce your wife Balkarcha al yidei shliach. Why? Because what the Rosh just say? Shlichus doesn't work when it's to be mechayev, when it's chov for others. Gerushin is a chov. Gerushin is a chov. If Gerushin is a chov, you can't do it through a shliach. Only if a woman is baratzon, if a woman is baratzona, wants to get divorced, so then we say that it might not be called a chov. This is a discussion in the first parak in Gittin. In Tosfos there, in the Yerushalmi there, whether Gittin objectively is a chov or is chus, maybe it depends on the type of marriage that it is, but either way, says the Rosh, if it's Balkarcha, it's for sure a chov to the woman, and therefore a man cannot divorce his wife Balkarcha, I never found this anywhere, says the Noda Yehuda. We're going to have one of the same lashon of the Noda Yehuda tomorrow when we talk about another chiddush of the Noda Yehuda that was lo niskar b'shem posek. Even though a man can do it balkarcha, there's no difference between shliach legerushin and shliach lekiddushin. Ukeshem shal shliach lekadesh eifshel la shliach ligmor hadavar b'li ratzon ha'isha. Kein l'gabi shliach legarish. Ein bi'ad shliach ligmor hadavar b'li ratzon ha'isha. V'ki agavno lo shliach l'gach lomar chazak ha shliach otzah shlichusa. So this is the sheet of the Noda Yehuda. The Ksos quotes this Noda Yehuda and says, he discusses it and he says, I don't know if I'm going to go that far as before cherem d'rabeinu gershom. It's not going to work. But after Cheder Rabbeinu Gershom, I'll give it to you. Why? Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Therefore, if you're making a shliach to divorce Bal Karcha, that's an aveira, says the Ksos. So I'll give it to you after Cheder Rabbeinu Gershom. So now it's an aveira to divorce Bal Karcha. So you could do an aveira, but you can't make a shliach to do an aveira. So that's why the Ksos in Simen Kuf, I'll give you the Makar, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, in the beginning of Shlichus, he says, okay, after Cheder Rabbeinu Gershom, you can't divorce Bal Karcha. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. But beforehand, before Cheder Rabbeinu Gershom, it's a chov, but come on, we never saw that anywhere in any posse. You have to answer. No, it doesn't mean, it sounds nice, that the Noda Yehuda's chiddush. So you have to say, like, that somehow maybe it's not a chov, Gershon per se, that we shouldn't discuss in the first parak of Gittin, whether getting married is a chov or not. It could be that it is not a chov. But anyway.
Isn't shlichus kiddushin that the Baal would send chav l'achayim?
It's shliach kiddushin l'chav l'achayim. Why? Because there's a woman taken off the market. The Gemara in Kiddushin Samachay uses that lashon of kiddushin is chav l'achayim, and that is why you need two witnesses, right? You can't have hodos baldin. So you're asking from that Gemara. Kiddushin Samachay says beferish that the reason you can't have hodos baldin and kiddushin is chav l'achrini. But that might be a different chav l'achrini than this type of chav l'achrini. The idea of another woman off the market is different than, you know, you're being forced to be accept a gerushin. Is it she a metziah? You're asking from the Gemara in, where's that Gemara? In the first parak about Kimatza Isha Mazatov, the Gemara in Yevamos, where's that Gemara? Right, the a woman is considered a metziah. There's still different levels, I think, of Chov. You're asking from all over Shas today. Okay.
You're asking.
Okay. No, you just, okay. Yeah.
Does the Gemara bring the source of the creditor?
Hatovis the Baal Chov? The Gemara does a source for that. The Gemara does not bring a source. We're about to try to ask a kasha on it. But the reason for Aksubas that even Aide Shliach, it wouldn't work.
It's a case of Baal Chov also.
It's a case of Baal Chov, right. Right. So what is this? Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Right,
isn't it? And who says that's
right? Rashi would say it's a Svara. It could be a Svara. You're being Machayev someone else. You can't be Machayev someone else. Right, it might be, there's a concept of Zachem Adam Shlobafanov. But Ein Chavon Adam Alafanov. So you might say it's a Svara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, is this really true? You can't be Tovis of Achav, Bakim Shechav, Achayrim, Esvei, Rav Alor, Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is the one that said that, right, he said the case is even Me'ani Lo'ani, there's a Machlokes, and Hamotzi Metzia, you can't pick it up for your friend. Only for yourself. You can pick it up and see it for yourself and not for your friend. So say, what does the Brisa say? Metzia is Po'al La'atzmo. If a worker is working in the field and he finds it, lo and behold, he finds a Metzia, it's his. It's his mitzvah. But Med Rav Mamurim Bizman Sha'amalo Balabayis Nachesh Imi Hayom Ador Imi Hayom. That's only if the instructions that he has is to do a specific malacha. Please weed for me today. So only weeding, when he weeds, is he working for the Balabayis. Aval Amarlo Asei Imi Malacha Hayom. But if he was told, do work for me today, he's not told, weed for me, so that any work would be included. And therefore, mitziyah so shabalabayasu, that even the mitziyah would be of the balabayas. Right, so what do you see from there? The poel picks something up, and it goes to the balabayas. So doesn't that show me against Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said there's a machlokas, like bibasila chavero, lokana chavero, and here you could pick it up purely for the balabayas. Answers the Gemara, the obvious answer. Here, it's not stam a person on the street. Amale, shiny poel, di yodo kiyad balabayasu. A worker is an extension of the Baal Bayis's hand. Right? This isn't just somebody else. This isn't an acher. His yad is like, we'll get to it. His yad is like the yad of the Baal Bayis. Let's continue for a little bit first. Yama Rav Paul Yachalachsa Afilo Bachatzi Ayom. We had this Gemara at the end of Baba Kama. But what do you mean? We know a Poel could quit in the middle of the afternoon. He could quit. There's a question whether he could quit if there's Hefsin Maruba or not. But either way, he's allowed to quit. So if he's allowed to quit, how can you say he's an extension of the Baal Bayis? If he could quit, that shows he's independent. So my answer is no. Amale, kol kama delo hadarbe, ki yad balabaisu. No, he could quit, but until he quits, he's an extension of the hand of the balabais. No problem. Ki hadarbe time achrinu to save. Why is he allowed to quit? Because there's a separate aspect. Ki libede yisrael avadim. Because we are avadim to Hashem. Avada heim balo avadim lavadim. And we are not avadim to avadim. And therefore, if we wouldn't be able to quit, so then that would show that we're not really free to Hashem. And that's why we're allowed to quit. But when, before we quit, we are avadim, before we quit, we are extension of the Baal Bayis. A couple of important points on this Gemara. Number one, if we are, right, this lashon of avadahem, avadim, avadim, we're familiar with that from a Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? Rashi says, why do we pierce the ear of the Eved Nirtzeh who wants to stay in Eved? Because we say either because he stole, or this person who made himself an Eved, avadahem, avadim, avadim. So it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. So there it's talking about an Eved Ivri. Here's a Poel. But the same lashon is used. So Tosa says, are you allowed to make yourself into a Poel? You're not allowed to make yourself into an Eved Ivri, you know, from that Rashi it sounds like, at least willingly. If you have no money, you have no money. But here, you're a Poel, but the same lashon is used. So Tosva says, don't go that far. It's not exactly the same. Tosva's Kili. Nirali, to become Makom, Mutter Adam Mahaskras, well, you still could rent yourself out. You still could be a Poel. Why? The Dafke Eved Ivri, She'ina Yochal Achzerbo, Vedi Yotzi Kodem Zmano, Elabishtar Shichrur, Over Mishum Avadahim. Only if you have no way out, that's where Hashem is really upset and you violated this Avadahim to the fullest. But if it's just a Poel and you could go out, So then the Avada Haim is a good svar to say why you could go free, but it's not a strong enough svar to say that's why you cannot become an Eved, a Poel in the first place. Okay, so you asked, why is this a riot to Rashi? Right, because Rashi said, yeah?
Or are you going to have to make a chiluk between a Shliya and a Poel?
Exactly. So Rashi might make a Poel might be even, if you want to read Rashi, a Poel might be an even stronger connection than a Shliach. Even though a Poel would be able, I'm sorry, both a Poel and a Shliach would be able to pick it up for you.
Rashi
is fine, according to Tosfos, you have to be mechalik, possibly between a Poel and a Shliach. A Poel is a stronger connection. He's a real stand-in. And if you take the approach of Shlichus, in contrast to Rashi, that it's not exactly Yada Arichtas, then that's what you'd have to say. A difference between a Poel and a Shliach. There is, though, a Machane Ephraim, and a very important Machane Ephraim, which we mentioned in a shir in August, a long time ago. What does the Machane Ephraim say? Probably one of the more famous Machane Ephraims in Hilchos Shluchim and Siman Yudalef. There he talks about what's the status of a Poel. What's the status of a Poel? And the Shaila that he's answering is, can a non-Jew build your Ma'akeh for you? Well, let's say I'm not in construction. I want to build a Ma'akeh, so I'll get a non-Jew to build it. You know, any Jew right here, you know, Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of Jews in construction. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, there are some. But it's not as common. So can I call a fencing company to build my makkah? Right? Am I allowed to do? Am I yotzi? You can, but am I yotzi my mitzvah? So the Machane Ephraim quotes our Gemara, right, about the status of poel, that a poel is yado kiyad balabayis v'nimsa. But then he quotes the discussion. Do you go that far? Can a poel be zoche on behalf? He discusses Rashi and Tosfos. And then he quotes, though, that Aval Poel Shaniska Lakom Lachas Balabayas, Vafil Mitzia, Ibishashik Bia Mitzia Lohai Badadalak Bia La Atma Harisha Balabayas, even if he had himself in mind, right? If he was hired as do Malacha, even if he had himself in mind, it goes to the Balabayas. Kol Kamad Lohadar Bebehedya. So you see, the Poel is an extension of the Balabayas. Ulafize Yeshlomar, Dim Sakhar Poel Latakina Make, Hareze Mivarichalov. Now he says his Chiddush. Not only does it work that you're yotzi your mitzvah maka, but he even says if a poel does your work, even you can even make a bracha on it. The chashiv ki'ilu hu osa atzmo oseyim. It's as if you do it. And not only any worker, now he adds his big chiddush, even a guy. Even if you have a non-Jew build your maka, says the Machane Ephraim, you, the Jew, can make the bracha on it. Why? Two reasons. Number one, based on our Gemara, that Yad Poel is Kiyad Balabayas, he's my extension. So who cares if he's a Jew or a non-Jew? This isn't Shlichus. You have to be a Bar Hachi. You have to be in the Taparsha of Shlichus. No. You're a Poel. You're my extension. And therefore, it's as if I'm doing it. A. The second sphere that he gives, and this is what we discussed in August when we had a shir on Ma'akeh, then he says maybe the mitzvah of Ma'akeh is different. The mitzvah of Ma'akeh is not to do a Maisa, but more it is to create a result of a safe haven, to create a safe roof. So if the focus is a result, so I've created the result, whether I do it myself or I get someone else to do it, if the mitzvah is the result, then right when I create the result, I can make the bracha. No nira tamacher yochel avaracha lav av bisha goy oseyu. Ve'shlichus l'goy, avo midi d'lo boy shlichus. You don't need shlichus here. U'balavach yochel chaver lasosu. U'masha asa goy, di tikin makash shel chaver shlo bidaito. Even if he does it without the person asking. How he's a shapir. It's fine. It's fine that it's the result. He says similar, he quotes the Rashba by Tfilas Kalim. Right? If somebody dunks your Kalim without your knowledge, right? It counts. It's result oriented. Was the Kli Tavel. Kli Tavel or not? So therefore, the same thing he would say here, that you can make a bracha even if a non-Jew. So this is a much discussed Machane Ephraim. They discuss this Machane Ephraim along with the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram and Hilchos Shabbos. Magen Avram talks about, let's say it's late on a Friday afternoon, and a woman forgot to light candles. Something happened, the kids were crazy, whatever. It's after the 18 minutes. Shkia passed, the woman didn't light candles. What could she do? So she can't light the candles herself. Savi daraisa. But the halacha of the Magen Avram says, and that's what we hold, we pass, Amir Lakam is mutter during Beit HaShemashos. So if you need a non-Jew to do something during Beit HaShemashos, it's mutter. The Magen Avram goes a step further and says, if a non-Jew lights your candles, she can make a bracha on those candles. That's the Yush Chiddush of the Magen Avram. Right? But they put together that Magen Avram with this Machane Ephraim. So maybe, because again, he might say, because the idea of halakas neiros is not just the maisad laka, but create neiros delukos. You want to create an avira, right? Shalom bias, whatever the reasons are, oneg Shabbos. So therefore, you could even make a bracha on that. Again, most poskim argue with that Magen Avram, but this is this Machan Ephraim quotes our Gemara with the relationship. What is a poel? Okay, there's more to discuss regarding shlichus, zechiya mitam shlichus, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Raza Metzia, Minafalale, let's see, I see a Metzia on the floor, and I dive on it. And while I'm lying on it, I didn't do a kinyan. I didn't pick it up. We didn't do the last part for the Mishnah. No, thank you. Says of Yochanan, if you pick up a thief of your friend, it does work against Rav Nachman that we discussed. How about our Mishnah? Weren't we medayik in our Mishnah? Right, in the Havamina, we said that even if I picked it up for myself, I picked it up for you, and then I changed my mind, then I'm allowed to keep it. Doesn't that show that I couldn't pick it up for you? So how could Rav Yochanan say that I could pick it up for you? So Rav Yochanan says, no, our Mishnah has a problem. To Amar Mishnah Seinu, if there are Mishnah Seinu, to Amar Tznali, v'lomar Zakeli. When I asked you in our Mishnah, I said, please give it to me. I didn't say, bizoch it on behalf of me. Had I said, bizoch on behalf of me, then you could pick it up on behalf of me. That's fine. That would have worked. But if I said, give it to me, I am being megala my das that I don't want it to be mine until you give it to me. So that's why, in that case, Hamabiyah Mesila Chaveiro is not going to, it's not going to work. Okay, thank you. Okay, now we're up to the Mishnah. Rosa Metzia v'nafalalep, you see a Metzia and you fall on it. You didn't do any kinyon here. You just fell on top of it. Ubach v'hechzikba, and somebody else then comes and goes under me and rips it out and does a kinyon on it, lifts it up. Does a kinyon on it. The one who took it from under me was a fumble, and you know he's allowed to take it. Right? What's considered bailus in a game? Right? When does he have full possession before he hits the ground? Right? That's the shaila here. Do we say no kinyon was done, and it's a fumble, and the person coming in is allowed to be zocha to it? 2 points. Number one, what's the chiddush of saying he saw the metzia? Why didn't the Mishnah just say he fell on a metzia? What's ra'as a metzia v'nafal ba? Right? You want to tell me that? To teach me that Re'iyah is not a Kenyan, that Josiah is not a Kenyan, but we learned that already. Where did we learn that? The first Amud in the Masech, the first year we had about Metziah, that Bezim and Aleph, Tosfos says, Habata is not Koneh, by the bottom of Amud Aleph. So what's the Chiddush of this Gemara, of this Mishnah? So the Shidduch Kubetzes here has three answers. Number one, it's the Derech of Tanaim to teach me Chidushim more than once. That's what he says. To urche de tan lashminin chidusha betarti uplata duchti. Kibach eno marach el bamila achas. That's only a word. It's amazing. Sometimes we say just the opposite. Sometimes we say, what's this extra word? This extra word must be teaching me the following. Hilchi Bukubetza says, no, but sometimes the mission is just repeating a chiddush that it said already. Okay. Inami. Another answer is that beforehand we said re'iya doesn't work. But maybe re'iya and afila would work. Maybe it could be a team effort if it's re'iya and afila. So maybe Kamash Milan, that teaches me that that doesn't work. That doesn't work either. And there's another answer given, but those are the maybe beforehand was a garua re'iya because you were on an animal. Here you're walking and you see it, so maybe that's a better re'iya. Either way, three answers in the sheet. Three answers in the sheet. What the chiddush of re'iya is? But it says somebody else came in and was machzikit. The one who was machzikit is Kona. We're about to see in the... Oh, let's read the Gemara first, and then we'll... then I'll say the question. Other question of the Mishnah. Amar Yishlach Shim Abba Koin Bar Delo. Arba Amos Shal Adam Kona Shal B'chol Makom. The Rabbanah came up with a Kenyan. The Dalet Amos of a person is Kona for him in any place. If something is within Dalet Amos of me, and I have Kavanah to acquire it, it is mine. Is this a Machlokas in the Rishonim, whether this is a quasi-Kenyan Chatzer? And even though you're in the middle of the street... Middle of the street, right? We'll get to that number base. Wherever you are, where this Kinyan Dalet Amos works, you might not be in your chatzar. In your chatzar, you don't need Dalet Amos. Everywhere in your chatzar is yours. But wherever you are, there's a Kinyan Dalet Amos. So with that, does the Chachamim say your Dalet Amos is your Rishus, is your chatzar, or is it a special din that any chayfis within your Dalet Amos has a connection to you, but not the Afka out of Kinyan Chatzar? Discussion, Midra Rabbanan, how this worked. But either way, this is the din. It's called Kinyan Dalet Amos. My time, but the Kinyan Rabbanan. Why the Rabbanan make this Kinyan? To the Lezilin Suye, right? So that people don't fight. People don't fight. Something, it's already mine. Right? A child already is right next to something, a toy, and somebody else comes in. No, I saw it already. I was about to take it. Right? So to prevent fighting, Chacham said, there is a Kinyan Dalet Amos. Right. I guess I assume you won't get it. That's not as much of a common fight. I was within my Dalet Amos first. And the Shaila is, are you within your four Amos? So is it really eight Amos?
They have to bring out the chain.
Right. Right. Continuing the football and the mashal. Yeah. bring out the chains. But there is a discussion. The shita here discusses maybe it's really eight amos because you're in the middle. You might be in the middle. Period. But anyway, Rabbi Akiva Eiger though asked on the Mishnah 1 minute. What happened here that somebody fell on it and somebody else came and grabbed it from underneath? Why does the guy who comes and grabs it, for some reason, as we're going to see, the guy who fell on it wasn't kone it. But what about the guy who came in to try to grab it? Why isn't he kone it right when he comes within dalat amos of it? Why does he have to grab it? The Gemara's going to ask for our Mishnah, yes. But why do we say that the second guy coming in has to grab it? It should be just within his dalat amos. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because you're right, the first guy wasn't kone it, but there is a concept of Maseches Kiddushin in the beginning of the third parak, which is called ani mahapich lecharara. A poor person who is looking around in a pile of garbage, looking around for a cookie, looking around for something, and another ani comes in and takes it before him, that's quasi gazelle. It's already in this pile that I'm looking at. Ani mahapich lecharara. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this Mishnah is not, he's not such a gross tzaddik, this guy who came in. It's at least a case of ani mahapich lecharara, which is an iser gezel derabanan. And if that's true, the rabbana never made a takana. Their kinyan dalat amos never works by an avera. So that's why here it wouldn't work. The kinyan dalat amos wouldn't work. That's why you'd have to be machzik it yourself. Okay. So Amar Abaya. Says Abaya, Moser Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Peya. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef asked on this kal dalat amos from a mission in Peya. Amar Rava, Moser Rav Yaakov Aridi Nezikin. Rava says Rav Yaakov Aridi asked from a mission in Nezikin. What's Nezikin? As we've said, the three babas, that's Meseches Nezikin. So, one by one, that's going to be our Mishnah. So first, Amar Abaya, Moser Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Peya. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef asks from this Kinyan Dalat Amos for Mishnah in Peya. Not that makes us Peya Vazorek Al Ashar. Let's see, an ani comes by, he takes a little Peya, and then he sees his friends coming down the street. So you know what he does? He takes his Peya, he throws it on the rest of the Peya, and says, it's all mine. So, Ein Lo Baklum, tough luck. That doesn't work for a Kinyan. Nafalo Aleha, if I fell on top of it, Paras taliso aleha, and if I threw my shirt over the peya, so ma'aviru no soimena, we take it away from him. Meaning none of that works. The same thing with shechaka, with the bundles, right? We're going to have this tomorrow. Shechaka comes out tomorrow, where I forget bundles of wheat in the field. Right, there's lack of shechaka and peya, so shechaka, I forget a bundle, so different halachas. Certain amount of bundles that I forget, I'm not allowed to go back to collect. If it's most of my field, you don't say that's forgetting. There's a certain limit to how many bundles it is that we learn now from Rus. So, it says the Gemara, if the Lamas is a Kenyan, Nigdali Arbamas Didei, so why isn't this on you collected Peya Kone, all the Peya around it with the Dalaramas, right? Even if he throws this stuff on it, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Hacha Mayaskina Delo Amar Akni. The problem is, because he didn't say Akni in that case. He didn't have in mind to be Kone through that way. What's the difference? Rabbanan said there's something called the Kinyan Dalat Amos. And if you have that Kinyan Dalat Amos, it should work automatically. So Gemara says, no. Kivan de nafal, since you fell on it, by the fact that you fell on it, you're basically saying, I don't want to use the Kinyan of the Rabbanan, I want to use my own Kinyan, and that Kinyan doesn't work. Says the Nemuki Yosef, you're able to do a kinyan and have that kinyan not work. If you have kavana shalom liknos, that works. So says the Nemuki Yosef, and it's a big discussion what he means. But first, what he says. The Nemuki Yosef here says, kivan detakanes chachamin hi shomin lo, but omer efshi but takanes chachamin kagon zu. Sometimes we have the principle where there's a takana derabanan, and we're able to say, you know what? I don't want to, this takana derabanan is for my own benefit, and if it's my own benefit, so therefore I don't want to use it, right? Like cases we had in Ksubis of a woman, there's a takana derabanan that my husband has to support me, and I can say, no, I want to keep my earnings, and he doesn't have to support me. Because the whole takana is for my benefit, so I'm allowed to be mochel on that takana. So the Nemuki Yosef seems to say here too, it's for my benefit, and therefore I can be mochel on that kinyan. The Achronim though ask, the takana wasn't for his benefit. What was the reason the Chazam made this takana? So there's no fighting. It's for everybody's benefit, not for his benefit. So the Chassam Sofer points out, he's not sure, there must be a different shot of the Nemuki Yosef. Maybe the Nemuki Yosef means Kinyan Derabanan. That's what he really means. It doesn't really mean takana for him. If I Kinyan Derabanan, so you could say, I'm not interested in this Derabanan, but not Dafko, that was one Lotovascha. Because this wasn't Lotovascha, this was for the good of society. But anyway, that's Nemuki Yosef right here in the Haman Aleph in the Dafi Arif. Continues the Gemara, Rav Papa Amar. What's another way out of the of the problem that we had. So Rav Papa Amar Kita Kinyan Le Rabbanan Dalet Amos Ba'alma. Kinyan Dalet Amos is only by in general. Be Sada the Balabai is not the Kinyan Le Rabbanan. But in your field, I'm an Ani in the Balabai's field. I'm not calling it out. There's no Kinyan Dalet Amos there. That's why the Mishnah pay is not a problem. And even though the Torah allows me to go into this other guy's field and take the payah, the Torah gave you schus to go in. The Torah didn't say it's your field when I'm allowed to do anything in the field of the Balabayas. No, I'm only allowed to take the payah, but I can't do anything besides that. Right? I can go take the payah, but there's no kinyan dalet amos. So that is all the kasha and the answer from the Mishnah in payah. Amar Rava, most of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Nizikin. Right, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked from our Mishnah. Rosa Metziyev Nafal Lo Aleo Bach Ve Hefzev Bazeh Shech Zev Azach Aba Ve Yamrit Arba Amos Adam Konus Lebecha Makom Nikmi Le Arba Amos Didei. So the guy who fell on it, why isn't he Kona it? It was within his Dalet Amos. Same answer as before. Hachamai Eskinet Lo Amar Akni. He didn't say to be Kona it. He Dikin Rabbana and Kilo Amar Mai Have. So the Gemara answers, Kivan De Nafal Alei Goli Daiti Dibna Fila Nichale De Nikmi Parma Amos Lo Nichle De Nikmi. The fact that he fell down on it is reflecting that he's not interested in using the kinyan of the Rabbanan. Period. And now Rav Sheshes, like before, Rav Papa gave a second answer, Rav Sheshes here gives a second answer. Rav Sheshes Amar Kita Kini Rabbanan Besimta Delok Dachki Rabim. When did the Rabbanan make a kinyan dalet amos? Only Besimta, in an alleyway, in a place that's not so public. Right, the old Daki Rabin. People aren't pushing around. The Rishus Rabim, the Kadaki Rabin will take the Rabbanan. In a real Rishus Rabim, right, where there's so many people, Rabbanan weren't misakin. Maybe this answers your question. If there are so many people, so there's going to be fights about King Dalet Amos also. It was in my Dalet Amos, it was in your Dalet Amos. So it only works in an alleyway where there aren't so many people, and therefore it works there. I v'chol b'chol makom ka'amar. The language of Dalet Amos, it works b'chol makom. What's that including? What's that including? It's including the sides of the street, which is like a simta, right? Like sidewalks or places where they used to have bars that go up in the street to block you from going near the houses. So between the bars and the houses, that area, tzidei rishus harabim. Period. New sugya. The sugya is a very large one. We'll start it today, but a lot of Shas topics come up in the next sugya. Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Abba Kohen Barjil. We start off with the Machlokas, or Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, Ktana ain la chatzer vein la dalet amos. A Ktana has no chatzer. A Ktana cannot have a kinyan chatzer acquire for her, and she has no kinyan dalet amos. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yanai. Amar, Yesh la chatzer vein la dalet amos. Yes, she does. But my Kemiflik, what's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish? Mar Savar, what's the root kinyan of chatzer? We know kinyan chatzer works, but chatzer works for me. How does that work? What's the lumdus? Mar salver chatzer mishem yada is rabbi. Chatzer is yad. It's an extension of a person. So ki heche de isla yad, chatzer nami isla. A ketana has a yad. Right, Rashi explains, a ketana could accept her own get. The only exclusion is a shote, who cannot guard her get. But a ketana, as long as she's old enough to guard her get, mishtamer isla daita, so she has a yad. So if she has a yad, so she has a chatzer too, because chatzer is mitam yad, and that's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Umar Savar, Chatzer Mishum Shlichas is Rabbi. No, the other sheet that says that, no, Chatzer is Mishum my Shliach. The Chatzer is my unappointed Shliach. Right? It's mine, so it's my Shliach. So, Chichich, the Shlichas Lesla, Chatzer Nami Lesla. And just like she has no, she can't make a Shliach, because Ein Badas, so too, Chatzer Nami Lesla. She also doesn't have a Chatzer, because she doesn't have a Shliach, and Chatzer is Mishum Shlichas is Rabbi.
It's also right that Dalet Amos is Mitam Chatzer.
Is this a right that Dalet Amos is mitam chatzer? It's okay. It's definitely connected. You could say it's parallel. It's not identified with. So what does ketana ein lo yad mean? Does that mean ein lo yad totally or ein lo yad b'makom that her father is there? So that's what it might mean. I mean the tana I'm there. Period. Says the Gemara. Or what? The Gemara we'll talk about. Gemara on the next on top of the next omelet is katan. Whether there's a difference between katana and katan, tomorrow's daf. So says the Gemara. Again, there's a lot of achronim to look at what the root machlokas is, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but we're just going to continue now for a minute. So mi kamanta amar chatzer mishum shlichus is rabbi. Does anybody hold that a chatzer is really a shliach? V'atanya, but doesn't the Braisa say by geneva biyado? A ganav is chayev kefal if it's found in his hand. Eli Eliyado. This is only if it's found in his hand. Gago chatzir v'kapifel minayin. How do you know if it's found in his property as well? He's also chayev kefal. Tomalamar he matzeti matzim b'chol makom. If it's found anywhere, and you, so you see, even if it's found in a chatzer, a kind of a schayef kefel. But what do you mean? If it's chatzer is mishum shliach, so then imkein matzinu shliach ledvar aveira. But what do you mean? That's a shliach ledvar aveira, but kaim lanin shliach ledvar aveira. How could the chatzer be kona on behalf of the ganav if the chatzer is his shliach, ain shliach ledvar aveira? Unbelievable application of ain shliach ledvar aveira. The Gemara is going to reject it in a minute. What do you mean? The chatzer. So this is the big raya from a number of Rishonim that the svara of Divrei Harav, a Divrei Hatam, a Divrei Mishomin is only a Havamina. The svara that you should have listened to Hashem and not me is only a Havamina. That's why some Gemaras quoted, some don't. This Gemara doesn't. So that Gemara is only a Havamina. The Sman Choshim Mishpa quotes it as a Maskana. So he has to work out this Gemara. What's the Havamina that a Chaser is a Shliach and he should have listened? Obviously, you can't have that. But maybe that's what the Gemara Gufa answers, yeah, as we're about to see. Exactly. The Tosfos Shantz here, though, in the Shita says, you see from this, even that there's a Havamina, that there's that Svara is a nice Svara, but it doesn't hold up Lamaskana. But either way, so the Gemara has two very important answers. Two answers why you don't have to worry about that here. Ravina and Ravsama. Amar Ravina, number one, Heicha, Amrina Dein Shliach L'Var Aveira. When do you say Ein Shliach L'Var Aveira? Heicha the Shliach Bar Chiyuvahu. If the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuvah. So then you say Ein Shliach L'Var Aveira. Avo B'chotzer, De La Bar Chiyuvahu Mechayiv Sholcho. But if the Shliach is a Chotzer, of course the Mishliach is going to be Chayiv. It's not the Chotzer. Right? There's no Shliach to pin it on. So Gemara says, El Meyatev, that's true. Homer Lisha Ve'eved, Su Ganvuli, De La B'nei Chiyuvah Ninu, Hachanami De Mechayiv Sholchon. If you tell a woman or an Evet to steal for you, you're going to tell me there too the Mishliach is Chayiv? Because the woman and a Ganav don't have to pay? Right? So what's the Havamina here? It's amazing Havamina, because the Gemara answers what we would have thought. Amart, come on. Ishav Evet, B'nei Chiyuvah, of course they're B'nei Chiyuvah. V'hashtamiya, less Lushlume, they just can't pay. This on the Mishnah we had in Baba Kama. Nisgarsho ha'ishu nishtakvar Evet Chayiv on the Shalem. Of course a woman and Evet are B'nei Chiyuvah. They just can't pay because they don't have their own pocketbook. What was the Havamina? What was the Havamina? So the Achronim say that the Havamina has to be that they're not as much of a Chiyuva as the man, because the man is even Chayav to pay. But they are, well, the Havamina, that they weren't even a B'nei Chiyuva, a woman's allowed to steal? So either way, that's one answer. Ein Shliach L'Var Aveira is only if the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva. Second answer, Rav Sama Amar, Heich Amin Ein Shliach L'Var Aveira, Heich Adi Ba'al Yavid V'Ba'al Lo Avid. When do you say Ein Shliach L'Var Aveira? Only if the Shliach has a choice in the matter, whether to do it or not. The chaser has no choice. It's an inanimate object. If it's put into the rishus, it's put into the rishus, there's no choice. So that's why Ein Shliach L'Var Aveira would not apply here. Let's just do the differences. May b'nayu, ike b'nayu, l'may nafkamino, these two answers. The Gemara gives two examples. Kohen to Amar Lili Yisrael, save a kaddish li'isha grusha. A Kohen who tells the Yisrael, go marry me a grusha woman. A grusha, a divorcee. Inami, ish, meaning what? It's an aveira for the mishaleach and not for the shliach, because the Yisrael is allowed to marry a grusha. Inami or ish de amar la leisha akvili katan. A man tells a woman, go cut off the payas of a katan. And as we know, a woman is not included in bal takif. The Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin that only a person who has payas is usher to cut off payas. So therefore, these two cases. According to the second answer, where we apply Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira whenever the Shliach has a choice. So here the Shliach has a choice. And therefore the Mishliach is going to be Potter, because you say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Lo Mechayev Sholchan. But if you say the reason is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira only applies where the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva, but if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, the Mishliach is going to be Chayev. So Haninami, here the Mishliach is going to be Chayev. Kiva de la b'nei Chiyuva ninu, Mechayev Sholchan. Period. The two Tosfos of this Gemara are huge. We have to spend some time on them. So B'ezras Hashem, we'll spend time on the Tosfos de Amar tomorrow. The Tosfos Akvi on the bottom just adds in one line that you could have said, not just cut for me the payas of a katan, also cut for me the payas of a gadol. Why dafka a katan? But the gadol probably wouldn't let you cut his payas. That's why the Gemara gives the case of Akvi katan. The gadol wouldn't let you cut his payas because, as we know, even what's the chiyuv of payas? Not only the person who cuts off the payas, but even the nikah, the one who gets his payas cut off, also does the aveira. And even Tosfos adds, and this is the important line, the last line, even if the person doesn't move when the barber's cutting off his payas, it doesn't get malchus because it's lav shem amaisa, but you still get the aveira. Right? So that's why even if you have a non-Jewish barber that cuts off your payas and you don't move, you still get the aveira of Baal Takif. Okay, Bezer, tomorrow we talk about Lifnei Iver. We talk about when is the aveira done by a kohen and a grusha. Is it the Kiddushin? Is it the Biyah? And we have other inyan that come up. Shichacha comes up tomorrow. Tovas Hana and other exciting inyan. Okay.